Let us return again to Psalm 139 today for another beautiful thought in God's Word. I'd like to entitle this thought today, God's Possession. God's Possession. It's so wonderful to know the truth, because the truth sets you free from error. And Jesus said, if any man will to know the doctrine, he can know it, whether it be of God or whether it be of man. Let us return to Psalm 139, and in verse 13 through 16, let's pick up some wonderful truths here in God's Word. He said, for thou hast possessed my reins, thou hast covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knows right well. My substance was not hid from thee when I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, and in thy book all my members were written, which in continuance were fashioned, when as yet there was none of them. So we see here some beautiful things about God's possession, namely that we are God's possession. Now, first of all, let us have a look here. We see that God began our existence with just unformed substance. And we know that Jesus Christ is the only begotten Son of God. That means the chief one, the only one of his kind. And we know that there was never another Savior, never will be another one. There's only one, Jesus Christ. There's only one mediator between God and man, and that's the man, Christ Jesus. However, on the other side, we too are special. You are special. There's not another person like you in all the world. When God looked over the substance of his infinite being, and he picked out a portion of himself, of unformed energy and substance, and decided that was going to be you. And so you also are the only one of your kind. Now, this little thought today should help us to respect who we are more than we have hitherto. The Bible said that he possessed my reins, and that he has covered me in my mother's womb. He said, I will praise thee, for I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, that my soul knoweth right well. My substance was not hid from thee. In other words, God selected substance for each one of us. We are a special substance. His eye saw our substance. So he said, I'm fearfully and wonderfully made. Then how can we dare blaspheme and degrade the shape of our hands, the shape of our feet, the shape of our personality, the shape of this, the shape of that, of our being? Because you came from God. And the Bible said, despise not the day of small things. Maybe you just think you're a small thing, but small things are powerful things. Small things are precious things. Small things can be rare things. And so we are rare things. So God's eye, first of all, worked to look over to see what kind of substance that he would particularly allot to you. And then after that, he said, my substance was not hid from thee, and I was made in secret and curiously wrought in the lowest part of the earth. Thine eyes did see my substance, yet being unperfect, in other words, not yet formed. And in thy book, all my members were written. After God saw the substance, then he picked up his right hand and he drew out a blueprint, a special blueprint just for you, and a special blueprint just for me. Isn't that marvelous? Isn't that wonderful? How can we see this? How can we hear this and not have a thought of gratitude and admiration to the Lord for the whole thing? So after he drew the blueprint, then it said here, which in continuance, in other words, his hands continued to work, fashioned then the blueprint. So he saw the substance, and then he drew the blueprint, and then his hands fashioned the blueprint. And now here you are. Here I am, a special creature from God. That's why you'll never be satisfied until you get back to your Creator. Your substance came from him. He saw you. His hand drew out your blueprint, and his hands fashioned the structure of your building and reared up your tabernacle. And though this was hid from the world, and all of this was done in secret, and no one knew that, but God knew that. He carried on this secret operation in regards to you and to me. And so how marvelous and how wonderful. And so note what he had to say here, that we are special. And after that, then he brings us to birth. So his eyes did see our substance, even in its unformed, unperfect state. And God wants us to be like him. He's still doing the same thing in your life. Sometimes you do not have the picture clear for your life. The substance has not yet been, the blueprint has not been drawn. The structure has not been formed and fashioned. Have faith in God. You wasn't even big enough when you were just mere substance to have faith in him. And he made you like you are. He brought you to where you are. And so have confidence in him now that he can take you the rest of the way in this present life. If he got you here in this fashion without any help from you, can he not get us through this life? Can he not get us through circumstances and situations of this life? Can he not take unformed substance of situations and circumstances and draw a blueprint of Jesus Christ in the midst of it? Can he not fashion the image and the likeness of his Son, Jesus Christ, in a greater way in your heart and life? Let us have faith. Let us have confidence in him. He is the possessor. So he first looks, and then he draws the blueprint. Then he fashions the structure, and then he brings it into visibility. And beloved, we have so much enlightenment to receive concerning our impatience, even as Christians, concerning our unbelief. Many times we say to God, why did this happen? Why did you allow this to happen? Why did you take me this way? Why did you take me that way? God had a purpose. He saw the substance. He knew the blueprint he would draw. He knew the structure he would fashion, and he knew what he would bring forth into visibility for your good and for his honor and glory. This is why that God can make all things work together for good to them that love the Lord. God is the possessor. He possessed me in my original unformed state. He possessed you in your original unformed state. And so then, without any help from us, he drew the blueprint, and he fashioned the structure, and he brought us into visibility. Now he's still with this same kind of possessing power. He's still with omniscience and omnipotence that can perform. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you again today for your beautiful truth. We thank you for thy words that are sweet to our taste, yea, sweeter than honey to our mouth. Bless your word in Radio Land today. Let the light of thy truth shine brightly into the hearts of people today, and let them turn to the Lord Jesus Christ. Let them know how special, oh God, they are with you, because we pray in Jesus' precious name. Amen.